aspects of the plans, that means an October 1st government shutdown is possible. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Jill Underley's pushing back against federal policy shifts, she says, undermine Wisconsin schools. Underley gave the annual State of Education address at the Capitol Thursday. She enters her third term in the role after defeating Brittany Kinzer in the April election. A historic car ferry that carries vehicles between Manitowoc and Ludington, Michigan has been damaged. The SS Badger made contact with the SS Spartan during a docking procedure on Wednesday night. It caused damage to the car ferry's sea gate. The extent of the damage is being assessed. And the Department of Natural Resources wants hunters to be safe on the water as fall waterfowl season opens. The state agency says the most important thing is to wear your life jacket, especially as you're probably wearing heavier clothing as the fall continues and temperatures drop. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. While most of the day should be dry, look for some showers and thunderstorms to start moving in later in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Showers likely with possibly a thunderstorm or two tonight. Another mild night with lows near 60. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Current temperature, 63.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 801 on Friday morning with Sly Fox on Max FM.
Sitting with the thinker, trying to work it out. It's a traffic jam of the brain, makes you want to scream and shout. Presidential party, no one wants to dance. Looking for a new star to put you in the trash. Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's go all the way. Working in a factory.
Let's go all the way. most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:09 on Friday morning. We are going to take a quick look at the weather forecast, and we got a couple of housekeeping items this morning as well. It's one of those mornings where it's a little bit fluid. Today, it is going to be mostly cloudy with shower and thunderstorm chances starting after 4 p.m., continuing until 10 p.m. with a high of 78 degrees. Again, those showers and thunderstorm chances throughout the evening. Cloudy with a low of 61. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy, a high of 75. On Sunday, it'll be partly sunny to start our day. Shower and thunderstorm chances in the afternoon with a high of 76. Currently, it is 65 degrees outside of the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Bear, with a little bit of fog and mist out there as well. Due to this weather forecast, the Baraboo Thunderbird football game has been bumped up to 6 p.m. Due to those chances of thunderstorms, they're planning to start that game at 6 p.m. We've been in contact with the Baraboo School District and the athletic director, and that is currently the plan. If anything changes, we will let you know. We are monitoring the weather in-house. Myself and our expert meteorologists are keeping tabs on this weather forecast throughout today, and we will provide updates this afternoon if necessary. So currently, Bearwood Thunderbird football is tonight at 6 p.m. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner have that call, and if anything changes with that, we will let everyone know. Also, we're giving away tickets to Wagons and Wine at Circus World Museum. That is taking place on Saturday, September 27th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Must be 21 to win these tickets. You can text Wagons, W-A-G-O-N-S, to 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app for your chance to win. We will be picking a random winner by 9 o'clock this morning, and we will follow up with that winner via a text, Emily.
Yes, we will, Dave. That's so exciting. Yeah, text in W-A-G-O-N-S for a chance to win Wagons and Wine. It's exciting. I just like saying it. Wagons and Wine. Sounds great. It's going to be a great time.
It is going to be a great time. That's, again, next Saturday at Circus World, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. You get to tour the wagons and enjoy some great wine throughout that day as well. And we're just happy to be part of that. And those tickets are right in my hands in studio this morning. And so looking...
Yeah, we say they're burning up in your hot little hands so people can go ahead and go text in to win this stuff. Dave can't be holding on to these things.
No,
Wagons and Wine? No, that's not for Dave.
No,
that's for you.
That's for you to win. And so, yes, and we do have a slight schedule change this morning as well. We'll be doing calendar days in just a couple of minutes because we'll have Hanging with Havel, and myself and Chris are going to talk about the upcoming Packers game versus the Cleveland Browns on Sunday and the latest injury that happened yesterday with the Green Bay Packers. So that is something that we are keeping tabs on as well, and we will talk about that at 8:35 this morning. Got a few things going on this morning, so we're going to keep very busy today. Emily and I are going to just take a few minutes and talk about, this is kind of interesting, this year's Toy Hall of Fame finalist. And this one's interesting. I mean, the National Toy Hall of Fame revealed the 12 finalists for its 2025 class. And I finally understand why my parents never threw anything away, Emily.
Yes, this is true. So the finalists this year, the board games. This is exciting because these,
yes,
a lot of these are from old school. A lot of these are new, and I've been introduced to these from kids. But yeah, finalists this year are for board games. Drum roll, please. Battleship, folks.
I sunk your Battleship.
Still out there doing its thing. I know. You sunk my Battleship. That was a great commercial. Also, Catan. This is a game I have played with one of my kids and some other folks in my life. It is very popular for gamers, board gamers, that is. Trivial Pursuit, still up there. Awesome. I love Trivial Pursuit. Can't say I'm that great at it, but it's still fun to play. If you bust out the original Trivial Pursuit, you are in trouble because that has questions from like the 60s. So you got to find something that's got some modern content and some modern non-retro information because you're not going to know it and your kids aren't going to know it. That's for sure. Here comes number four. Nope. Yep. Number four, Connect Four. Awesome. Love that game. The only way I ever beat one of my kids is because we play it in a speed round. Otherwise, he always beats me. But you know what? Try Speed Connect 4 because that sometimes is the way to go if you, want to win. Dave, take it away. What are the next couple?
Yeah, the next couple are Cornhole, Furbies, The Scooter, Slime, Snow, the classic Spirograph, and my favorite, a Star Wars lightsaber. And of course... Tickle Me Elmo. Everyone remembers that. Yeah, I don't know that that's, that one seems interesting. But again, that's the National Toy Hall of Fame finalist for 2025. Now, here's the interesting part of this. The winners will be voted on by industry experts plus public voting at museumofplay.org throughout the next week. This year's inductees will be announced in November, Emily.
Yep, absolutely. So there is some notes here about Battleship, about Slime, and about Connect Four. They were all nominated 2 years ago, but they didn't make the cut.
What?
Well, they made the cut this year, so we'll see. We'll see what happened here. And I appreciate all of those. And then here's another fun little fact: the three toys that got inducted last year were.
But
Pony. Okay, Transformers. And the card game Phase 10. Never heard of Phase 10. I'll have to check that out. I do like I like Cart. No, I haven't.
Oh,
I guess I've been under that rock.
All right.
Oh, boy.
You need to get on Google and go check that out this morning. Yeah, I'm telling you. Popular card game. And so, all right. So while Emily's Googling phase 10, we're a step away just for a minute. We're going to hear our community calendar from Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, and we're going to get one song in, and then we'll be back with Calendar Days. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Friday morning.
At Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a brat sale. This will be Saturday, September 20th at Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo. Enjoy delicious brats, hot dogs, burgers, and more. Basco brat sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fresh Market, September 20th. Learn more at booseniors.org. And it's time again for Baraboo Oktoberfest. This will be happening at Circus World in Baraboo. Get a taste of Bavarian culture and celebrate Wisconsin's German roots. Live music, German cuisine, Oktoberfest-style beer is going to all be on tap. Wonderful entertainment kicks off at 3:30. It's $10 in advance at the Chamber of Commerce or $12 at the door. Again, this is September 20th from 3 until 9 p.m. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for all the details. And make sure to mark those calendars for September 27th. It is Sauk County Clean Sweep. Opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose environmental risks, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. There'll also be fees to collect some electronic items and appliances, as well as tires. This is all happening at the old Sauk County landfill. All the details on what is accepted can be found by checking out their Facebook page. Just visit Sauk County Clean Sweep on Facebook. Again, this is September 27th from 8 a.m. until noon. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Maximum hits.
About it. Ain't no reason.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:21 on Friday morning. As a reminder, the Baraboo Thunderbird football game start time has been bumped up to 6 p.m. tonight due to weather concerns. We will be covering that live tonight at 6 p.m. with Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner on the call right here on 99.7 Max FM or streaming on the free Civic Media app. Emily and I are also giving away a pair of tickets to Wagons and Wine September 27th, next Saturday, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Circus World. You just need to text in the keyword WAGONS, W-A-G-O-N-S, 2608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Emily, you and I are going to take a look at calendar days today for September 19th. Ahoy, matey!
Really trying to get the pirate speak in here. We did some translation earlier, and there was some ones we didn't know. So it's kind of fun. Have some fun with that. Maybe we'll go over that again. But real quick, we do want to talk about some that are a little more serious. Today is National Concussion Awareness Day. There has been a lot of studies that have shown a lot more information to us about concussions and the long-term effects. So, you know, growing up in the 80s and 90s, I feel like it was kind of a joke content, like, oh, you got a concussion, you know, like everybody did. Everybody fell on their head, everybody hit their head, fell off their bike, you know, did all these kind of things where, you know, there may be long-term effects to these things. And I'm only giggling because my husband has suffered many concussions from hockey and all kinds of other stuff. And, you know, our joke was always like, oh, now it all makes sense, you know, that kind of stuff. So it isn't funny, though. There is quite a bit of information out there. If you want to learn more, please do so, because it's a different scene than we thought. Also, on a serious note, National Haumea Recognition Day. So please note that in your hearts and in your heads. Dave, what else do you see?
This one was very interesting. Is National Overthinkers Day. That we celebrate that today. You know, you can rewrite the same text 5 times and delete it anyway, or stay up at night wondering if you sounded weird in that meeting or on the air, maybe. Welcome to the club and welcome to National Overthinkers Day. It is held every day on September 19th. I wouldn't be familiar with that at all. I can just wait to see my phone buzzing any moment right now. It is also National Butterscotch Pudding Day. You know, oh, yeah. One of the best kinds of pudding out there. We celebrate that today as well. And as we have been talking about all day, it is National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arg! But there's also another one that's a little bit interesting on there as well, Emily.
Ooh, I'm not sure which one you mean. There's a lot of ones that are interesting. Are you talking about the cat one?
Yes!
Okay. Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Well, there's two cat ones, but one's the funny one. National Meow Like a Pirate Day. He's a cat dressed like a pirate. He's got like a dagger and he's got a bandana on a little vest. He's got studs and a leather belt. And he's just looking, he's like standing next to his pirate ship, like on the shores. Looks like he's about to maybe go, you know, find some like buried treasure and drink some rum. I mean, he legit is like a cat version of Captain Jack Sparrow. So anyway, love that. National Meow Like a Pirate Day. I don't know how to meow like a pirate. Arg, meow. I mean, what? I got nothing. Somebody help me. I get a lot of ways. Dave's up for helping. He's got the giggles.
I do have the giggles.
Can you meow like a pirate?
Yeah, I can't. And that's why I had you do it, because I was laughing the whole time I saw that. And I even texted you. I'm like, I didn't even know this was on there until I saw that one. And oh my goodness, yeah. I've got tears.
I've been looking at the picture for a good 20 minutes and just been like, I'm confused. All right. So we like to give you some imagery through our stream consciousness and through our voices here on the morning show. We get images with these things, and oftentimes like the big, big, big national celebration, whatever the biggest, you know, calendar day is shown in this giant picture at the top. Usually it's one that's like super serious or super important. And the Talk Like a Pirate Day is really small. The Meow Like a Pirate is huge on the top of the screen. And this cat is like so serious. Like this cat is like, what are you looking at? clearly this is who I am. Like, no one put me in this costume. I am a pirate. Like, it's not a joke for this cat. So I just want everyone to go to your cats right now and ask them if they'd like to dress up as a pirate for Halloween, because I really think that that needs to be celebrated, because it just makes me happy.
Yes, it does. It makes me happy as well. It also makes me happy that we're giving away tickets to Wagons and Wine this Saturday, September 27th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Emily, what do they need to do to enter for that chance to win?
They need to text in the word wagon. It's that simple. W-A-G-O-N, folks. You can go ahead and use the old-fashioned little texty to 608-355-9970. You can go through the Civic Media app, too. That's another easy way to do it. And actually, you know what? Do this to win, but also do this to get your texting thumbs ready for next week, because we do have text to win statewide contest, and there's so many amazing prizes. Dave was talking about that earlier. One has to do with the green and gold.
Yes, it does. So looking forward to that. And again, as a reminder, Bear with Thunderbird football, that game has been bumped up to 6 p.m. due to weather concerns, and they'll air live here on 99.7 Max FM and the free Civic Media app. Emily, you're going to be back with us next Monday to start out our Go for the Greener Gold multi-state text-to-win contest, 7 a.m. next Monday.
Also, don't forget to get your pre-donations in for Hope House Radiothon, Request-a-thon. We are taking donations early if you get them in end of day Monday, and we get up to our goal of halfway, $2,500. Your radio show hosts will wear purple tutus, and I will roller skate in the lobby of the Weikert Great Day Building. So looking forward to that. Let's do it.
Yes.
Have a good weekend, folks.
Yes, indeed. Email dave@max.fm or text 608-355-9970. If you'd like to make that pre-donation and see Emily rollerblade or skate in the Weikert Great Day Building lobby in a purple tutu. We will stream that live on Facebook on Thursday if that does happen. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. I will be back with Hang with Havel at 8:35 right here on Max FM.
Pick your own grapes at Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're great for juice and jelly. Remember your apples, Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and many more. Sip on fresh apple cider, grab some donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies from the bakery. Tuesday means 10% off all apples that you buy, plus mom's squash and pumpkins to brighten your porch. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Just follow those signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Make some noise for Baraboo Music, one of Baraboo's most popular businesses located just off the square. Students are back in school and parents can buy their next guitar, drum set, or other instrument from Baraboo Music. Plus, learn to play with their experienced instructors. Open Monday through Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $6.25 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
A close call for Kraft.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam. They don't believe it's going to be long term. Now the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room, so I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland, 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison. In their first Big Ten game of the year, is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. There's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. While most of the day should be dry, look for some showers and thunderstorms to start moving in later in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Showers likely with possibly a thunderstorm or two tonight. Another mild night with lows near 60. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Current temperature, 63.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is going on 8:35 on Friday morning. As a reminder, you have just minutes left to enter to win tickets to Wagon and Wine at Circus World Museum this Saturday, September 27th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. You just need to text in Wagons, WAGONS to 608-355-9970 or text via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mullins. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and text Wagons for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Wagons and Wine next Saturday, September 27th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Circus World Museum. Also, as a reminder, the Baraboo Thunderbird football game start time has been bumped up to 6 p.m. due to the possibility of weather in the area. We will continue to monitor that. We're planning to broadcast that game live tonight at 6 p.m. right here on 99.7 Max FM and streaming on the free Civic Media app. And we will keep in touch with the Baraboo School District and provide updates as needed. It is time for Hanging with Havel, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Take the beautiful drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and you'll find fresh-picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and more. Perfect for eating and baking. Sip on fresh apple cider. Enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers. Take and bake pies made fresh daily. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mums, squash, pumpkins, and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one. Family fun.
Right now it's time to talk football because it's time for Hanging with Havel and David right here at 99.7 Max FM. Chris Havel joins me every Monday and Friday morning at 8:35 during the Packers season to discuss their green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native, began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. He is also the host of Sportsline from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WDUZ The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris, and how are you doing on this Friday morning?
David, it is Friday. I am doing really well. It seems like it has been forever since the Packers got on the field and got after it with this mini bye. So looking forward to Sunday's noon kickoff, the only noon kickoff in the first seven games of the season. And, man, just trying to get to 3-0, David.
Yes, we are. You know, it's going to be interesting because we already know that the Packers have some injuries starting Sunday's game. Jaden Reed had surgery on his clavicle foot. He will miss a significant amount of time. But now let's talk about the Packers getting a scare regarding tight end Tucker Kraft yesterday at practice. What's the latest news on his status?
Well, it was interesting, Dave, because right as I was going on the air, the word came out that yesterday afternoon that Tucker Kraft at practice had injured his left knee, and the initial comments were they're thinking it's not a season ender, that kind of thing, you know. So right away it goes from Tucker Kraft is just fine to worst news ever if indeed it's a season ending injury. And then I don't know how the reports get out there, the anonymous sources and all that, but then it was amended to say, well, actually it was just a tweak and a little bit of a scare, but Tucker Kraft should be okay. Now what that means in terms of playing on Sunday for Tucker Kraft is anybody's guess right now. A couple of things with that, it just shows you the fragility of the season, Dave, where everybody has the Packers penciled in Super Bowl and it's all wonderful in that, but you got to get through the rest of the alphabet before you go from A to Z, and that means a schedule. And so I think just a little bit of a cautionary tale again, where when these things happen, you got to deal with it. And Kraft, fortunately, not going to be anything lengthy, if at all, really. But my thought, David, went right away to Luke Musgrave and Ben Sims and right. Fitzpatrick. You've got all this depth that we talk about all the time, and getting that roster prepared for the season and everything. Well, these things are going to happen, and this is time for Luke Musgrave to step up and shine the way Tucker Kraft did when Musgrave got hurt as a rookie and was out for most of that season. So I think it's an opportunity for these guys, and we forget sometimes as media and as fans, you look at it from our perspective, from the player's perspective. If you're Luke Musgrave, this is an opportunity. Not that he's happy to see Tucker Kraft be injured or anything like that, but he knows now it's go time. It's time for him to show something. So there's that. And then I think with Jaden Reed, it kind of under the radar a little bit, but the guy has been their leading receiver yards and receptions the last two seasons. He is done for a significant amount of time. Fortunately, I'm glad that he had the clavicle repaired and the foot all at the same time. So when he comes back, David, it's like, you know, let's just go with Jaden. But that's a loss they're going to have to figure out how to overcome. And Romeo Doubs better be on point. Dontavian Wicks to boot. And Matthew Golden and Savion Williams are also going to get some time, I think, on Sunday. Have to.
Yeah,
Golden had a great camp, so it's time for him to shine, yeah.
It's going to be interesting, and I mean, Jaden Reed, we're expecting probably out at least 8 weeks, I'm assuming, with that surgery and injury at this point, and so
sure.
We'll see how that all goes. And I know there was so much scare with Tucker Kraft yesterday. I mean, that's all I heard about last night into the morning today even, so yeah, we'll just wait and see what happens. Now, we have the Browns defense. They feature Myles Garrett, one of the NFL's top pass rushers and game records. Rutgers. Garrett has 3.5 sacks in 2 games. Now the Packers have that injury in the offensive line. How do they make sure Garrett doesn't get after Jordan Love and company and be rushing him to throw that ball on Sunday?
Well, Dave, you know, it's interesting because Myles Garrett, whether he lines up over your right tackle or opposite your left tackle, is one of the creatures, as Matt LaFleur calls these guys, that are just like Micah Parsons would be a creature. I think Rashawn Gary would classify, fall into that category. But you have got to know where he is at all times. You're going to have to double-team him, which he's used to. You're going to have to use backs and tight ends to chip him. But you've got to do all of that without messing it up for the offensive lineman entrusted with blocking the guy, staying between him and Jordan Love. So it's an interesting challenge because from left to right now, there's been so mix and match in the offensive line. They, on Wednesday's availability with the media, Aaron Banks, who has not played yet, the left guard, big free agent acquisition, was asked, "How optimistic are you that you're going to be able to go on Sunday?" "I'm playing." He just jumped right in there. "I'm playing.
I'm playing."
"Oh, I'm playing." He declared it. He didn't wait for the medical staff and all that. So Banks is going to be at left guard. So then you've got Rashid Walker at left tackle, Banks at left guard, Elton Jenkins at center. And then it gets a little interesting with Zach Tom's hip injury because he was nowhere near as optimistic as Aaron Banks was in terms of playing. And I doubt that the right tackle will be able to go. So that raises a question, then what do you do on your offensive line? And I have to believe, even though I haven't seen him take any snaps at right tackle, Jordan Morgan would be the guy that would start. So you'd have, from left to right, Walker, Banks, Jenkins, Sean Ryan, and Jordan Morgan as your starting five on Sunday. Now, that could be Anthony Belton at right tackle, perhaps, in a rotation maybe with Jordan Morgan or some kind of configuration or concoction. But I'd really be careful about starting or putting Anthony Belton across from Myles Garrett, because even though they say, well, he lines up mostly on the other side, well, he doesn't. He lines up all over, and he'll hunt up Anthony Belton, the rookie, David, right? I mean, he'll know where he's lined up, right, if he's in the game and going to attack. And through all this, I have to laugh because you and I, in the preseason, we were talking about Elton Jenkins, and this all precipitated. If they get Aaron Banks at left guard, Elton Jenkins has to move. He's the guy that's got to switch positions and all of that. I bet Elton Jenkins right now is sitting there just smiling to himself. "I'm at center. Leave me alone in my own little world. I don't have to do any of this, you know, ring around the rosy with these chairs and all of that." And it's kind of crazy how it works out. But I do think the depth the Packers have in the O-line, another test really for them to beef up the run game and all of that. But I do think it'll be interesting to see if Belton plays, and if Jordan Morgan's at right tackle, because right now those things are not clear at all to anybody in the media, certainly not to me.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Now we know the Browns tight end David Njoku is one of the league's biggest threats in the passing game in that possession. The Browns also have had little success running it with the immobile Joe Flacco at quarterback. What type of day is this shaping up for Green Bay's defense?
I'm thinking I should show up for the game dressed in 80s attire in honor of Joe Flacco. Hasn't Joe Flacco been here forever? This is Joe Flacco Jr., right? Joe Flacco the second, the third. No, this is the Joe Flacco. One and only. He had the greatest stretch run for a Super Bowl winning quarterback in the history of, and he's never duplicated or come close to those stats since, but he's making a living in the NFL, and good for him. The ripe old age of 41 or whatever the heck. It'll be interesting for the Packers defense, because you look at what are the Browns going to try to do. They have not had many air yards under any of the passes, meaning Flacco's had to get rid of it quickly. Teams are bringing pressure. The offensive line has struggled through 2 games. I got to think the Packers are going to try to get after him early and often. I don't think they want him to get comfortable and sit back there. Won't be at the expense of giving up the run plays, I don't think. But I would look for Halfley to get after Joe Flacco early and often. Again, you know, David, it depends on how the offense is moving for the Packers, because I do like how Halfley and LaFleur work together, where one doesn't just put the other in a god-awful spot, you know, with dumb play calling when you don't really need to take a risk at your own 15. You know, run it, punt it, let your defense do its thing. And I think with Parsons and everybody, the way that D has looked, I don't think that'll be a problem, and LaFleur is really good about that. So I think getting some guys healthier. Javon Bullard had a huge game Thursday night against the Commanders, and he's filling into that role. And Nate Hobbs is going to be one more week into this thing. So I like where the defense is at. Quay Walker, they're talking about extension with him. And I swear, we have talked about this before, with Edgerrin Cooper and Micah Parsons here, Rashawn Gary and Quay Walker, excellent players, but they're complementary guys to a degree, you know? So they're not the lead dog, although they were cast that way. But now with Cooper here at linebacker and Parsons pass rushing, it seems like Walker and Rashawn Gary have kind of taken a deep breath and said, okay, I can relax a little bit, and they're playing their best football.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we have to also talk, this one pains me a little bit, Packers specials teams coverage units haven't been good this season. They've allowed several long returns, and is that going to get any better on Sunday?
Well, you know, I think Nick Nyman, who was picked up from the Chargers before the season started, be really good, been one of their leaders on teams. Zane Anderson, the safety, and David, you remember he played some last year and was pretty good, actually, when they were really hurt back there with Evan Williams injured and all kinds of problems at safety. So Zane is a special teams hitman by trade, so I think that'll help them, too, getting a little healthier there. And again, you should get under Rich Bisaccia more cohesive and all of that, but I got to say, you know, 8.5 points is a big spread, David, right? I mean, that's prohibitive road favorite, the biggest road favorite of the weekend in the NFL. Well, last night, the biggest home favorite, the Buffalo Bills, played, and they were anywhere from 11.5 to 13.5 point favorites, two touchdowns almost against the Dolphins, who are still winless. And here they are, 28-21, driving deep into Buffalo territory in the fourth quarter with no reason to be in the game or on the same field with Buffalo. And I'm guessing there were a fair amount of wagerers who had their hearts broken because 31-21 did not cover. Bills happy to get out of there with a win. So cautionary tale there. And then for as bad as we might think the Browns are, Dave, they were down 10-3 at half against Baltimore.
Right.
On the road last week. So that's a 7-point, I mean, one possession game at half against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, who they totally shut down. So I'm curious, too, to see how it shakes out in terms of Josh Jacobs. He's got a bit of an ankle injury. Don't know how severe that might be or limiting to him. They've got other backs that can carry the load, too. But it is just interesting because the Browns defensively, they're like right up there in yards allowed, rushes average, you know, the whole thing, and yet they're winless and looking to stay that way again. But Packers can't take anything for granted. And last thing with the Browns, Grant Delpit, the safety, among others, they love to hit people. I mean, and they are often frustrated on defense because the offense has been so bad in Cleveland, but it's a team that can be dangerous to your physical and mental health because you don't want to let them have any reason to think they can win Sunday's game, take that crowd out of it, if it even shows up into it, and then you take your chances there. But I think a big game over the top. We're going to see one of these Matthew Golden deep passes hit, aren't we? Got to have that, I think.
I think it's going to happen. And, you know, this is going to be the Packers' first road game, and Green Bay's odds to win the Super Bowl have increased mightily in 2 weeks. How do we see this first road game playing out in 2025?
Well, David, I'm going to defer to you. I'll go in the second half.
Yeah. You know, again, I'm going to go back to, A, the Packers got to play all four quarters, right? And
right.
So we got to be strong in that first half and not be trying to win it in the second half. I mean, granted, we're playing the Browns. I'll get my prediction in a few minutes. But
yeah, no, I even into that, yeah.
You know, but the Packers' penalties increased last week as well. And so we cannot have the stupid penalties. That's what it comes down to as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching for that, this one. And, you know, Packers on the road. Next four out of the five games are on the road for the Packers. That's a little bit rough, you know.
It is. Yep. You get a break with Joe Burrow and not with the Bengals, even though they're 2-0. They're going to be coming to Lambeau, the one home game in that stretch, and they don't have their star quarterback and won't have him, so there's that. And I do think the first road game is always, you know, it's a business trip, and they'll have to address it with the young players and get used to the surroundings and all that goes with that. But I think they're really got to be chomping at the bit to get back out there, some of these young guys. I mean, that must seem like an eternity for Micah Parsons to go from you play Sunday, you play Thursday, now we're sitting here next Thursday, now Friday, Saturday, Sunday kickoff. And I think the Packers' defense is just going to be unleashed on Sunday. And, you know, I wouldn't be silly enough to predict that the Browns will win this game, but I'm not foolish enough to think that they can't make it a game. You know, there are ways they could cause some trouble for the Packers, like hitting Jordan Love and harassing him a little bit. So we'll see how that shakes out. But two teams on opposite ends of the NFL spectrum.
Most,
you know?
Definitely. And so let's talk about it a little bit. Let's get into our predictions, because I do see them trying to get in Jordan Love's face a little bit and disrupting his pass game. Now, my prediction is a little bit on the closer side. I'm thinking 31-24 for the prediction. Packers obviously winning. So, you know, I'm not going 31-21, though. You know, I'm not going that route. Right. We were just talking about a few minutes ago. So, I'm seeing 31-24 Green Bay. I think it's going to be a closer game. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to pick the Packers to score 27 points in every game until they don't.
Right.
Because they're 2-for-2, so yeah. I'm going to start there with Packers 27. And I do actually think that could be realistic because the Browns' defense isn't horrible, and the Packers do have some issues with injuries and still trying to find their way on offense a little bit. But with that said, I think like – it's crazy. I'm going to predict the same score, 27-13 Packers-Browns, as was the final score Packers-Lions. And that was at Lambeau Field against the Lions. But I think the defense, man, if the Browns get two touchdowns against that Packers defense, I'll be almost as surprised as I will be if the Packers defense just puts a touchdown up on the board by itself. Yeah. This could be one of those strip sack, pick and go kind of things, pick six maybe. I do think that teams or the special teams or defense gets on the board, and I don't mean the kicker. So I'm going to say 27-13, Dave. I think the Packers, two-touchdown win on the road. They cover. Fans are happy. And then you get ready for the Dallas Cowboys in the Big D heading to Texas.
Yeah, it's going to be so we'll see what happens. You and I will talk about it again on Monday morning is our plan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Chris, as always, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
David, thanks so much, and I'll visit with you on Monday. You have a great weekend. Thank you for the invite, by the way, to come down and to see the digs there, the station is up. I have not had a chance to see it, and I'm in the area so darn much with my mom there and everything, family. So I'll give you a call if you don't mind. I bug you during the week, you know, so I might as well do the same on the weekend, right?
Yes, seriously. Sometime when you're going to be in the area, I want you to stop over and see the new studio. I'm looking forward to having you in studio just to see it. It's pretty cool being in downtown Baraboo here.
Nice. And, you know, I had a chance now to listen to you and Emily here these mornings, and nice, really nice. Good stuff, David. I really, really like listening. It's fun. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I got to go on the air now.
Well, we appreciate you listening. We have a lot of fun with this. And, you know, next week starts our Go for the Green or Gold, and we're going to have a grand prize drawing. You know, we're going to have the green and gold playing against that purple and gold team in November.
I know, right?
And so, yeah, looking forward to that. Like I've told you, I got to get to Lambeau one of these days. I want to see it in person myself, too. So,
well, I'd love to be your tour guide. You bet.
Well, we'll let you know when that time comes, hopefully. Again,
all right, have a great weekend, David. You bet.
You too. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you next Monday. Hanging with Hobble and David is brought to you every Monday and Friday by Oakwood Fruit Farm on Max FM.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The LX series is part of the number one selling compact tractor lineup in the U.S., built with premium features and the comfort and versatility to make your land your own. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $5,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention." You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
this life that I can't hide. Somewhere in this darkness, there's a light that I can't find. Maybe it's too far away, or maybe I'm just blind. Maybe I'm just blind. So hold me when I'm here, love me when I'm wrong. See under my skin. I won't tell you a damn thing that I could not tell my friends. Roaming through this darkness, I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me is fighting.